Cochran, MC90.
PCU, JKT.
You're on 7210, but apparently you can't hear me.
Nope.
The radio back on VHF, the MC90.
Yeah, this YAC radio will do VHF and UHF as well, but I don't have any of the repeaters programmed into it. If I were okay with losing APRS, I could just use this YAC radio for everything in the car, but, you know, I kind of like having APRS.
APRS thing myself. Actually, I like using it when my daughter borrows the car. I use it more then. Just don't touch that radio. You turn the volume down, that's all. Okay, huh?
Yes, out. Nice day for a drive. Clear blue sky. I can't see any clouds anywhere, no matter where I look. Tomorrow?
Been notified yet. They usually send me a text the afternoon before, and I haven't heard anything yet, so in all probability, probably not. Tomorrow being Wednesday. Thursday and Friday is more when they need me more, because, you know, people like to take the long weekends and such, and they use me to fill in.
Not home tomorrow, so I'll be in front of a radio if you want to try some HF stuff.
Fine, I'll holler at you. I know the base antenna will probably work a lot better.
Okay, because, you know, just sitting there having the mental capacity to work on it, and, you know, having 1,000 watts also helps.
Where you got?
Yet.
I need one.
Thanks.
ACOMs. That old price.
Yeah, I've got the 1200, and I bought it back in 2018 when amplifiers were still reasonably priced before the pandemic hit, and now I think the price on the street is about twice what I paid for mine.
You got it, is it, 220 or 110?
You can plug it into 110 or 220 without any modifications.
Power out on the 110?
Going through that spot.
Are you able to get the full power out of the amplifier on the 110?
Caveat, mine is old enough that before they put in the power limitation on 110, so I think right now, if you were to buy a 1200S now and plug it into 110, it self-limits to 500 watts.
I'm wondering about that. So, might be an interesting idea to look for the older one, huh? But yours is solid state, correct?
Yeah, the A1200S and, you know, the A series, let's see, the 600, the 700, the 1200, the 1400 are all solid state.
The items that's on my wish list. You know, if I go to one of the big ham fests, like Lawrenceville, the Storm Mountain Ham Fest is coming up November 1st. You know, if I run across a good used one there for the right money, you never know.
That works, and it's in good shape. You know, it's not a bad deal. I've thought of upgrading mine to the A2000. But man, the A2000 is like $7,000, and there's just no way I'm spending $7,000 on amateur radio. And if I do, there's a whole lot of other things I'd rather buy for $7,000 than another amplifier that has, you know, that's maybe a dB more than what I've got now.
The way I feel about it, I've got a list of things I like to have, but you know, I like to have something. You know, with amplifiers, but I'm like you. I'm not going to spend that kind of money on it. But other things I could be doing.
Paratron tube amplifier, and that thing made about 800 watts, and that was a fantastic little amplifier. And they could be had pretty cheap, but, you know, you got to deal with tubes and all the other, you know, the extra procedure of loading it up. But, you know, once you get used to it, you know, you don't have to spend the money on solid state if you can, you know, if you can deal with that. But, yeah, other than that, you're going solid state, and they are big money.
Yep. There again, my knowledge dealing with the tube types, getting plate currents and such correct, is not in my bag of tricks yet. If I ever learn that, then that might be an option. my truck on the repeater here. Since you're a man of electrical knowledge, the tube types, you know how the tubes operate and the waveform of the waves. And when they first came out with a solid state, they tended to clip off the top of the wave. So your audio quality on the tube type amplifiers was so much better. Is that still the case?
Never was the case. Amplifiers are still bound by spurious emissions rules, and if you start to clip the top, you're going to start, going way, way high in your spurious emissions, because that's, once you start rounding off the top of a sine wave, that second harmonic comes up really, really fast. So they've always had the requirement for 40 dBc, 40 dB below the carrier for all of your spurious emissions. So, if an amplifier did that, it was broken, not because it's a solid state.
I'm a little bit older feller, and my knowledge may be old. So back when I was into all that stuff, and I should have stuck with it, would have paid a lot better. But, that knowledge is probably a little bit old, and I'm sure they probably remedied that by now, or if there ever was an issue.
Modern solid-state amps are highly linear and usually do well better than the requirements for spurious emissions. So, anyway, I got a meeting in 3 minutes, so I'm going to jump off here and let you enjoy the rest of this beautiful day we're having. And maybe tomorrow we can get on the radio and play some HF. NC9VW2JKT73, I'll be clear on your final.
Good meeting. Take care, 73. And I'm going to get off here so I can enjoy the day. 73, everybody, listen. Take care. NC9VW, clear.